Welcome to Don't Quit, where you come to be encouraged to live a better life full of joy and purpose.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today is going to be a great episode. We are going to be talking about how to start your passion project when you feel too busy. And this episode was inspired by my life and what's going on in my life right now. And so I'm going to share this with you. Today we're talking about our passion projects. And I want to share something that happened in my life recently that made me realize how important it is to start a passion project. And sometimes how we find passion projects through ways we never thought we would. Have you ever heard the quote, "Do what you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life"? So I think we probably all have heard that saying most likely, yet most of us will probably have to work, and some of us may not love our jobs, unfortunately. Now, thankfully, I have chosen a job that is more rewarding than I could have ever imagined, and that is being a stay-at-home homeschool mom. I absolutely love my job, and it doesn't even feel like a job most days because I'm just having fun with my kids, and it's such a blessing. Some of us are stuck in jobs where we do not feel very happy about them. But the good news is, no matter what job you have or where you are in life, you can choose to pursue things that you love and that bring joy to your daily life. So a passion project is something you want to do and you know you will enjoy doing. It's a break from your everyday life. You should find it relaxing, pleasurable, and fulfilling. If it's not, then find something else that can give you those feelings. So maybe right now you're thinking of some things that are passion projects in your life. One example of this for me is I love candy. I've always loved candy. And now as I've gotten older, I've gotten away from eating it as much, but I enjoy making chocolate products. And I just happened through having fun with Reed one time to start an entire business around hot chocolate bombs and making them and selling them. Now, that is an example of something that became profitable, but a passion project can even be something that just is something you enjoy learning about and trying. So what I want to share today is this crazy fish story that I have. And you're probably thinking, oh, what is she going to talk about a fish? But this is just what's happened recently in my life. So we were going on a camping trip up in Pennsylvania with my parents, and there is this fair that is just a huge street fair, and you can try to win fish. And my mom has been going since she was little, and she would always win fish. So she wanted to win some for Reed, and we said, yeah, why not? You know, they're goldfish. I'm sure it'll be fine. Well, I'm a planner, and so I researched my whole week or two before going to the fair. I researched like crazy. I wanted to make sure to give these fish the best chance they could get, that they would live and everything would go well. Well, we get them. Of course, we're traveling 2 hours, pretty much 2 hours back home with them. They're in a tiny little plastic container. I had switched the water in out for some conditioned water that we had prepared in advance. And so we thought we were doing everything right. And at home, I got home, I got the aquariums going. I had these little 2.5 gallon aquariums, and I knew this wasn't going to probably be big enough for them, but it was better than a bowl. I got it all together, got the filters on, conditioned the water, put bacteria in the water. I mean, I researched, I stayed up for nights and nights and nights trying to make sure that I had everything ready. I am just that type of person. Maybe you can relate, where you just don't want to do something half-heartedly. Well, the only experience I really had with a fish growing up was a betta fish that I had for 4 years, and it was an awesome fish. I love that fish. But beyond that, I've never really played around with the idea of having an aquarium or fish in general. I just wanted to give Reed an opportunity. He's 5, and I thought it would be a great opportunity to take care of a pet of his own. So we get home, we put the two fish in their separate aquariums, and within one day, the one fish that was doing so well and seemed to be so happy was dead. Which I just have always been very passionate about animals and very emotional when it comes to animals dying. So I was crushed. I cried a lot, just being honest. It was just my feelings. I was just very sad. We carefully wrapped the little guy in a little jewelry box and buried him. I figured it was Reed's first fish. Reed loves the book that is the story of Otto the fish. I don't know if you guys have read it, but it is an adorable story about a goldfish. And so Reed always wanted a goldfish, and he got one, and it was just super sad when he died only 2 days later from getting him. So of course, in my mind, I'm like, oh great, now there's this other fish, and this is the other one that just did not look good from the start. So we didn't know if he was already sick, and so I was just praying, and we buried the first fish. We prayed that God would keep the second fish alive, but within one day, or less even, just half a day, that fish died too. So this is just now, we haven't even buried the second fish as I'm recording this right now, and it's just been a sad couple days, kind of depressing, makes you feel down pretty quick when things like that happen. Thankfully, Reed has kept his spirits up. I don't think he got too attached to the fish. But what I learned from all this, and why I'm even telling you this story, is I really feel like this opportunity and having the failure of it, and this is just a reminder, don't let your failures get in the way of you trying again, because those failures are what will push you to succeed. And I know for me, I have been so excited to just see a project of having an aquarium and having fish and the benefits, the stress relieving benefits, and just the enjoyment of getting to watch them in their habitat and seeing how they live and swim and grow and all those wonderful things has really made me excited for the opportunity to try this. And so this has become my little passion project. I'm just excited to make this right, to do it the right way. We're talking about getting a 10-gallon tank and having some fish that can live in smaller spaces, but making it actually something sustainable that we will enjoy for a long time. So that is why I want to tell you that, is that sometimes passion projects can come about in crazy ways, in crazy timing, and don't let failure deter you from pushing forward. So the first step is commit to seeing the project through to the end. Make sure that you finish the project no matter what. If it means getting hurt or learning the hard way or losing money or anything that can be unpleasant or difficult, don't let it stop you, because you'll never get anywhere if you have that mindset. Number two is create a short-term achievable goal. Sometimes we get really overwhelmed when we try to do everything at once. And for me, I was trying to cram and get the whole aquarium ready quickly for these fish. I didn't prepare as well as I should have. Even though I felt like I had, I actually needed more time. And so what I'm doing now is I'm realizing that I want to take more time now to slow down and just create a plan that will be able to go the long term. So first I'm going to research how to set up an aquarium. I'm going to research what fish I want to have before even buying the aquarium. So set tiny goals that are going to help you get to that big end goal. Number three is the time factor. It's the most difficult to manage, but if you're dedicated, there are a few things you can try by scheduling and blocking your time. Sometimes for me, I have to write things I'm going to do on the calendar or it will never get done. That's just an important thing that I've learned I have to do. It goes with exercise, it goes with cooking dinner and get-togethers with friends and every other thing that's important. So make sure to put it on your calendar and stick with that. Don't just push it aside because it's just a passion project. And number four is celebrate each step and success and milestone. Don't forget that it is exciting that you're learning new things, you're tackling something exciting and new, and you are seeing it through to the end. That's a big deal, and a lot of people don't end up doing that. They just push these ideas or dreams they have and never pursue them. And I would say for me, I never realized I would have a passion for plants, but it has been one of the most exciting things that I have had. I have tons of plants in my house now. They're thriving, and I love the experience of growing plants, of watching them grow, and just there's so much to that. And I just think that I'm really excited to start seeing what else I want to get involved in. There's no limit. The world offers us so many options of things to learn and do, and don't be afraid of just trying. So start sitting down and just writing a list of things that you thought you'd never try, but that you want to try. If your dreams don't scare you, they are too small. Another one of those cliche quotes that you hear frequently, but after these past few days with our fish story and looking back at my 30 years on this earth, I am a believer in the power of trials and failures. I think this quote actually says it perfectly. Every test in our life makes us bitter or better. Every problem comes to break us or make us. The choice is ours whether we become victim or victor. And you know, guys, I just want to thank you for joining me on this episode. This episode was just something that was inspired by my recent story, Thank you for just listening to it and just growing with me through everyday trials and those everyday obstacles that we face that really grow us to be who we were meant to be. I hope you feel inspired and ready to start trying new things. And I hope that you'll reach out at Don't Quit Podcast on Instagram. Let me know what you are pursuing and what you are trying these days. And if you're enjoying the show, be sure to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks, guys, and I'll see you next Wednesday.